This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 1st. God's word for you today is foremost. Our scripture reading is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And it says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that there will not be room enough to store it." We kick off today's devotional with our final thoughts from yesterday, and that is, to experience financial metamorphosis, I must give the first 10% back to God. I shared yesterday that God taught me how to tithe, and I've been tithing for decades. I know where I was before I started tithing, and I know where I am now. By the grace of God, no one can convince me to stop tithing. My response to people who come with all sorts of arguments is aptly articulated in Psalm chapter 34, verse 8, which says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good." Similarly, people have all sorts of arguments about speaking in tongues. Some people will argue from now till forever about whether speaking in tongues is right or wrong, or whether we should be speaking in tongues in this dispensation, or whether it ended with the apostles. I have been speaking in tongues for decades, and I know the metamorphosis in my spiritual life. I have been through intense spiritual battles where all I could do was speak in tongues, and God gave me victory. Then one person is trying to convince me not to speak in tongues. Try harder. In God's favorite house, we are so confident because of God's word that we say to people that are testing the waters with tithing to take a tithe challenge. If you have been looking at tithing with a suspicious eye, I am challenging you to take a tithe challenge. In 3 months, if you do not see God's hands upon your life and finances, stop tithing. Write to us at mail@gfhlife.tv and we will refund you. Deal? But let us know before you start. And if after 3 months you say you are not even interested in this big fat untruth, we will refund your funds. God says, "Test me in this." So we are challenging you to test God in it. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 23 says, "The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your lives." That is what tithing is all about, and it is so huge. Your tithe is not 10% of your income. It is the first 10%. If you want God's blessings, you have to put God first, no matter what area of your life. If you want God's blessing on your day, put God first in your day. If you want God's blessing on your life, put God first in your life. If you want God's blessings on your relationship, put God first in your relationship. If you want God's blessings on your home, put God first in your home. If you want God's blessings on your finances, put God first in your finances. If you want God's blessings on your education, put God first in your education. Let us pray. Father, help me put you first in every part of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.